Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, Buglers. We enjoyed having Hari Kondabolu on Top Stories so much yesterday that here he is back again with me and his favourite subject, Dutch politics. From Bugle 4021 in January 2018, this episode was called Geurtje, or Geurtje, depending on how Dutch you are.
Top story this week. Dutch right wing loses election. Stroopwafel prices are not impacted. So the big story out of the Netherlands, other than the Stroopwafel deal, is that the far right wing did not win the majority in the elections. You know, this is the party of Mr. Wilders, their Party for Freedom party, which is ironically titled. However, the conservatives still won, which I find fascinating because it's not like it was like a... like a liberal takeover. It was just the not as bad party won, which I suppose if you get your leg amputated or fear amputation, gangrene sounds pretty good. So the gangrene party won.
Yeah. I mean, this François Hollande, the French president, said it was a clear victory against extremism. But as you say, the Conservatives won, and Wilders still came second, I think 19 seats. And on a continent such as Europe, Hari, and well, we've had a few brushes with extremism that have not always turned out 100% happily, it's fair to say. For me, that victory was not quite clear enough for comfort. Angela Merkel hailed a good day for democracy. And that just shows how out of form democracy has been, that Wilders coming second and the Labour Party disintegrating like a poorly made pavlova lobbed out of the window of a space shuttle as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere is seen as a good day. I mean, relatively, there have been some worse days. But I'm finding it hard to get... But there's a sense of relief, but also a sense of... forebode. I'm not sure this is... I mean, is this a turning point or a dead cat bounce for, I guess, the forces of conducting politics like you're not a massive...
Hate is really easy. It's a fun emotion. it allows for yelling and an adrenaline rush. That's hard to beat. It's hard to beat hate. As somebody who has dabbled in it. In my younger years.
Can you not use those same, you know, shouting to express love as well? I mean, it's not a classic seduction technique, is it?
I love you. My heart is empty without you. Why won't you fucking understand that?
There have been a lot of concerns about the Netherlands politically, really, Hari, ever since their horrific display of intolerance towards Spanish footballers in the 2010 Football World Cup final, in which they treated the opposing Spain 11 As if they themselves, the Dutch squad, were a team of xenophobic kickboxers told to patrol their borders at any cost. Any country that could produce the football of Mark Van Bommel, the world was trembling to itself that day, could probably go in hard and go in rogue at a general election. And were people genuinely terrified that Wilders could become, you know, become King of Holland, essentially. A bit more detail on him. As you say, his party is called, the Dutch, is called Partij voor de Vrijheid, which translates, you got it wrong, actually. It actually translates as Party for the F***heads.
Oh.
formerly known as the CCCC, the Cavalcade of Card-Carrying. They finished with 19 seats for the sake of democratic balance. We should mention some of the other parties. On the left side of the orange, the Groen Links, or Green Left, they won 14 MPs out of 150. Their leader, Jesse Klaver, has an interesting background. He's only existed for a few months. He emerged from nowhere after someone got drunk at an office party whilst reading about Canadian politics and accidentally sent Justin Trudeau's Wikipedia page to a 3D printer. Also, we had the Party voor de Dieren. That's the party for the animals. They picked up 5 seats. That's a huge result, Harry. 5 seats, 3.1% of the votes for the party for the animals. I wouldn't have thought Dutch voters were such massive fans of the 1960s Newcastle blues rockers, the Animals. And who can blame them? Lead singer Eric Burdon could, of course, blues the lava back into a volcano. Didn't all go well for the 60s music-based parties, though. Partij voor de Hermiten von Hermann, no seats at all. Also, the Staatkundig Gereformeer der Partij. I'm not sure of the translation. I think it's the Staatkundig the Gereformeer der Party. The Jongblood, they're the Dutch Youth Party. The SHKR, the Serbia Hans Krol Reisbergen, which is the Can't We Just Be Nice to Each Other Party. The NJVH, Nieskens Janssen van Hannegem, it's more windmills, please, party. And of course, the RCR, Rensenbrink Cruyff Rep, the Reformed Union for Civil Representation.
Andy, aren't those the names of the players from the 1974 Dutch team that lost to Germany?
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that one. Anyway, Keepstum, there are so many parties in Dutch politics with their proportional representation system. There's a reasonable chance that just by getting the name out there, they might win a seat at the next election. Watch this space.
You know, it's strange. I know very little about football, but the one thing I do know is the roster of the 1974 Dutch football team. Strange.
Yeah, well, still can't believe they lost. Got overconfident. This guy Wilders is it Wilders or Wilders or?
Wilders.
Wilders. all you really need to know about him, Buglers, is that, this gives some context, Harry. He lives in the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands is famously one of the most relaxed, chilled out and laid back nations in the world. Few people are rated happier and more contented than the Dutch. And Geert Wilders has needed an armed bodyguard, 258-366, for the last 13 years. That is how much of a disputatious, divisive shitbag he is. His self-appointed role is to lance the non-existent boils of society with his rusty javelin of xenophobia, and then to salve the resulting wounds with the Chilean-fused vinegar of intolerant opportunism. He is, in short, what European politics needs right now, in the same way that Captain Scott, in the latter stages of his fatal South Pole expedition, needed a bikini.
Also, Andy, do you know what I discovered from reading this story?
What's that?
Belgium and the Netherlands, two different places. Can you believe that? I was worried, man, because I like Belgium. And I thought maybe that was just in the Netherlands. And apparently, if there is an immigration ban issue like that, like Wilders wants, if they gain power in the Netherlands, I can still go to Belgium, and they still have stroopwafel. So a win-win.
Well, there's every cloud. I mean, it just goes to show, you know, that democracy just it educates people about. All the Europe drifting to the right has made the rest of the world take an interest in our continent.
I mean,
it's about time we had our say in the world, I think.
If we had bombed the area, we might be familiar with it for some period of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that is becoming increasingly likely by the day. I mean, it is quite hard at the moment to keep up with all the global elections we need to be worrying about, as well as watching the quantity of sport needed to maintain some semblance of mental equilibrium in these times of global upheaval. But the French election is imminent. And Marine Le Pen, the far-right candidate, she is current odds with the bookmakers 11-4. So she's very, very unlikely to win. But hang on, those are significantly shorter odds than either Brexit or Trump. Oh dear world, it's not over yet. The favourite is the centre-left candidate Emmanuel Macron. He's 15-8 on favourite. Please, Monsieur Macron, do not f*** it up, or as the French would say, nulla up f*** et pas, s'il vous plaît. He's very French, Macron, to the extent where his wife used to be his school teacher. Only France could do that. Only France. And he's been criticised for having no policies. And what I would say, Hari, is, oh, thank God for that. If only all politicians had no policies. If Donald Trump just stood there growling, I could take that. I wouldn't like it, but I could take it. It's the words and ideas that I have problems with. I think this should be the blueprint for all politicians.
There you have it, another nugget from the Bugle archives tomorrow. For more on all things Bugle, go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.